Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Achtung, America, we have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. The coming reality is that your idols and statues will continue to be crushed, your faith will be tested, and your way of life will one day come to an end. At this stage of the game, we must prepare for the next virus. It's only a matter of time before the government unleashes the next one. It has already leaked out that what is coming next will make the Wuhan virus seem like child's play. Depopulation is their agenda and endgame in the world today. And so far, it is playing out as planned, with the biggest psyop and viral hoax in history. We're glad you're here tonight. Epic episode 5-2. And the theme tonight again is the new Weimar America. This is another day of our clandestine broadcast. The star date is May 27th, 2021 AD. So glad you all are here tonight. We may have a special guest call in, a natural healing doctor. We'll see how that plays out on their schedule. But the rabid militant Democrats say that we patriots getting together is wrong, and somehow they have a phrase for it. They call it the new tribalism in the country. They call it, they abhor it because we are not embracing their Democrat delusional vision of a country where everyone holds hands and sings kumbaya, yet at the same time and in the same breath they attack you and they impugn you constantly in the media along with your family, friends, ancestors, and heritage. So welcome, my friends, to the new tribalism radio show in America. The Von Wiehunt Show, cult radio and pirate radio like no other. The militant leftists want to send your young patriot sons and daughters from the suburbs and gridirons of America to the Middle East for more no-win wars to kill them as part of their great Luciferian blood ritual sacrifice to their demonic god. Stand up tall for your identity. Reject the cultural poison and beast COVID shot that is being forced upon you. In the days, weeks, and months ahead, you will need to be strong for their assaults against us and you and our way of life know no bounds. From the ashes of past wars and our brothers, we shall rise again. It is quite obvious that the militant left and the Luciferian globalists and Bolsheviks have targeted the West, and especially America, for what they like to call cultural enrichment. I don't think we need more of their cultural enrichment, if you know what I mean. Because your once safe and thriving communities, that shining city on a hill we used to call America in the Reagan administration, are now cesspools of corruption and crime from coast to coast. Just know, as I always tell you, that we are a world at war. Now, this past week, it has been reported that 25 AR-15 rifles were reported missing from the Miami Police Department in the last few weeks. Quote, allegedly, end quote, of course. And in other news, Belgium's anti-lockdown Rambo is now facing terrorism charges. He has been traceless for 5 days, while several countries join the manhunt efforts to capture him. Not sure if you've heard about the story. This is a friendly reminder that there is a real-life Rambo scenario taking place in Europe right now. Belgium, to be specific. Last Monday, Jürgen Konings, decorated Belgian Army sniper, stole 4 rocket launchers and various small arms from a local base, and he hid out in the pine forests of a national park. He issued a death threat to a communist scientist and virologist who has since been placed in a safe house inside Belgium. Soldiers from nearby countries have joined in the search, and they have come up completely empty. The real-life Rambo in Belgium is real. Marches in his support have been growing. I say, run, run, my warrior brother. Run like the wind. There are a reported 380 concentration camps inside communist China that have been reported as of September 2020, last fall. More now, more than likely. And China's future invasion plans for the conquest of Europe have also leaked out. Didn't I tell you that immigration was designed to weaken Europe, to weaken their resolve? They could be invaded at some future time. Same thing for America. We are being weakened by the immigration influx of millions and millions of people who know nothing about our country. They have not gone through any citizenship requirements or of any kind. They simply have come across illegally. Our warrior brothers in greater Europa must prepare now. As we know, the EU governments will invite, keyword, invite the Chinese in eventually. Our pathetic leaders will do the same in America. You're always a world at war. And in this segment of the show called Did You Know? The only thing we need to examine going forward is the truth. The health director in Hawaii, who issued Obama's birth certificate, died 1 month after, in a suspicious aircraft crash, if you recall, that she was the only person on the plane that died. President Trump told us that Barack was not an American citizen, and that we had overwhelming proof to prove that statement to be right. This was, to many, a Muslim infiltration of our government, and the communist media wouldn't dare touch the subject. It is true what Trump said, that the mass media in America is the enemy of the people going forward. Barack Hussein Obama, who's behind a lot of these shenanigans, in my view, with the election and Trump, he has said publicly many times that he wished for a third term, that if he were to do it, he would do it under the guise of being the power behind the throne, i.e. behind the desk of Joe Biden. Barack Obama said that the real President Trump has a history that needs to be examined. Yet, did you know that all of Barack Obama's records are sealed? His Occidental College records and Columbia College records and his Columbia thesis paper and Harvard College records are all sealed. Barack Obama's Selective Service registration records are all sealed, along with all his medical records, all his Illinois State Senate schedule, all the information pertaining to his Illinois State Senate records, and his law practice client list. certified copy of the original birth certificate of Barack Obama is sealed. Signed, embossed paper certification of his live birth, allegedly, is sealed. Baptism records sealed, all sealed. And did you know that Michelle Obama can no longer practice law as an attorney? Why? Why is this? Why did Michelle Obama have 22 assistants when other first ladies only had one? They are behind, in my view, a lot of what's going on behind the scenes in the undercurrent. Now, a Popeye's chicken was in the news last year for the talk about their chicken sandwich. There were riots that broke out at Popeye's fried chicken stores from coast to coast, if you recall, last fall. But now a sign has been posted outside a Popeye's chicken restaurant in Missouri saying as of June 1st, after this Memorial Day weekend, that they may refuse to serve, get this, white people. Yes. It's made the internet rounds and allegedly has been vetted. The particular Popeye's store is located at 6475 Ronald Reagan Drive, of all locations, Lake St. Louis, Missouri, 63367, it says. The notice announces the store will be under a new management as of June 1st and will reserve the right to refuse service to white people. It's on the inside of the door. I've seen several videos of it. It does look legit, but it's not. For any reason, we'd like the Popeye's restaurant to contact us immediately and let us know. But this has been routed about. They have not contested it that I can find anywhere on the internet. So glad you're here tonight. You have reached the infamous, the legendary Von Wehunt Show, pirate radio at its best, America.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Looking everywhere for it. I'm trying to find it. And Henry, what are you doing right now?
Well, I just came in to tell you that they've got the car around, bringing it to the front to pick you up and your things.
Oh, that's great, Henry, but I'm still president for a little while longer. So as I am here right now, I am going to listen to the Von Wehunt broadcast on the radio. You know what that means?
Yes, Richard, I know what that means.
All right. And that means you call down to the White House kitchen and get a platter full of sandwiches coming up here and maybe some milk and maybe a little bit of a decaf coffee, too.
Yes, sir, right away. I will call down for you and we'll be right back.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy. I will turn on the radio here and get us set up in place.
Nice. Nothing like Tricky Dick Nixon for a radio promo. And in COVID news, a doctor recently said this, that we've never seen this level, this amount of side effects for any vaccine, in quotes, without the FDA taking action, said Dr. Angelina Farella, a pediatric medical director for America's Frontline Doctors, said in a statement, the rotavirus vaccine was pulled for 15 cases of non-lethal side effects, and the swine flu vaccine was pulled for 25 deaths. But now, by the CDC's own data, we are seeing a 12,000% increase in deaths with these vaccines and the COVID vaccine, and they're still talking about giving this same vaccine to our kids. I agree. Take it off the shelf. It's not safe. Well, there's other news this week from farmers in the Midwest. As you know, we do keep touch with our great friends in flyover country and in the great grain belt of America. The federal government, they say, is trying to create a food shortage, paying farmers to destroy crops, threatening no farm subsidies, that's cash, for you folks in Apache Junction. If they refuse, inflation will be enough to rob people of food anyway, because grocery store prices are rising hard and fast. So keep your eye on the food. You should always have some food in your house, folks, going forward. Always be prepared, Scout's motto. Now, there's a lot of talk also of the Hollandor 2.0, guys. The Hollandor, you can research it yourself after the 1930s. It can happen again over in Europe and Russia, in the Ukraine. The same people, the same communists that have brought you hundreds of millions of dead last century used famine. They are now in power in the United States and most of the world. They have used food as a weapon in places like Ukraine and the former Soviet Union. And now they're going to try to do the same thing here in the USA. Some experts state. And they'll use climate change as an excuse. You heard it here first. They'll claim the tornadoes, the weather has altered crops and basically, they have withered on the vine, and therefore we don't have as much food to distribute to those in need. The Biden administration announced on Wednesday, 21st of April, a month ago or so, that it would expand a program that pays farmers to leave land fallow, part of a broader government-wide effort to cut greenhouse gas emissions by half by the year 2030. That means to not plant. That means to leave them barren. The new initiative will incentivize some farmers to take land out of production by raising rental rates and incentive payments. The Conservation Reserve Program, the CRP, was created in 1985 to incentivize landowners to leave some of their marginal land unplanted, a plan meant to protect the environment by reducing agricultural runoff into streams and rivers, i.e. preserving wildlife habitats and preventing erosion. Today, the Department of Agriculture, USDA, rents about 21 million acres of farmland from these landowners, typically for 10 years at a time, a tiny fraction of the total land farmed nationwide. In recent years, the number of acres enrolled in CRP has fallen, possibly because USDA's rental payments allegedly have not been competitive with the open market. So watch out. Always have extra food stored. And if you like to chat, we do have a chat room with the chat room disclaimer, which I will read again on the air. It's a public service announcement. We want everyone to enjoy a fun and positive online environment. So please comment constructively during the show on the air. Online insults, obvious hostility, and abuse directed at the legendary show, the great callers, our smart callers, or the awesome hosts, will not be tolerated. This is your only warning, and if you cannot agree to these terms in our chat room, then you will be permanently banned from the show and all shows on Blog Talk Radio. Contrary to public belief, the chat room is not your public square, but is the intellectual property of the show and host exclusively. Thank you for listening and your patronage, and may this radio show go onwards for 1,000 years. Felt it was time to reiterate that for all. Now, if the Patriots ever get control over their countries again, we better do everything our enemies have ever done to us, which is quite a lot. We need to make it illegal for our political enemies to have self-preservation. Make it a hate crime to criticize or hurt patriots or even white people in the suburbs. Push mixing propaganda between our enemies in every commercial. Demonize anything militant Democrats do as minority or black supremacy and Democrat supremacy. Throw it back in their face. Tear down any statues that show non-European achievements. Force them out of universities if they try to speak up. Ban them off social media if they say anything negative towards patriots, Trump supporters, or those evil white people in the suburbs of any kind. Blast headlines in newspapers, making them look ridiculous and weak. And if any militant liberal Democrat complains, then mock them as having black fragility and a minority inferiority complex. Don't they always talk about white fragility, and they had that going in the news for a long time? Also, to force all our corporations to donate billions to patriot causes, white people in the suburbs, their charities, and their causes immediately, or we will boycott and take them over. Have our governments initiate policies of debt forgiveness for white farmers only. Fill our universities with professors who push anti-minority theories instead of anti-white theories, which they are famous for, especially lately. Every news article is anti-white. And also brainwash our enemies and rabid Democrats to hate their culture, their heritage, and histories as they try to do to us. And produce TV commercials and Hollywood movies that only make the patriots always look good, and our enemies must always look weak, pathetic, impotent, ugly, and non-attractive, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure you guys can add your own, but what's fair is fair. This is what's been going on in our culture. There is a culture war going on in America. We were so close. We were so very, very close. Time eternal. Years ago in a different era to having a beautiful world of our very own. Yes, we are the man with no name, like Clint Eastwood in the infamous spaghetti westerns. We need a world where our European roots and heritage is celebrated and marveled at, and not bombed into oblivion. A world where we were safe from the evils of a Bolshevik world. I pray to the gods of our ancestors every chance I get, and still have hope that they look down upon us with their wisdom, countenance in heavenly gaze, and see our pain and hear our cries and bless our wishes. We just want to be left alone, to be strong and free and independent. We just want a homeland to live in peace. And we do say, with no guilt, to hell with the rest of the world, too. A lady wrote the show and just said this. She said, I don't want to live in America anymore. My ancestors have been here since the 1600s and helped settle Virginia and East Kentucky. I used to love this country so much and really believe in its ideals and constitution. But the truth is, this country is not our country anymore. Very, very true. Yes, World War II was barely a lifetime ago, but it is still worlds away. The ghosts of World War II want their country and land back. The ashes of our brothers will rise again. It should be obvious to all that Bolshevism has taken root in all Western countries. We want freedom and liberty. But the wars and elections, as they always say, do have consequences. And we are seeing them now. The Democrats always gloat about demographic change and also say at the same time that it's not happening. You can't have it both ways. That's kind of what psychological abusers do. So don't be an abuser. Don't be an enabler. Be a patriot instead. We are the children of light as we hold all color waves within our bloodline. We are also old DNA, which comes from old red dwarf stars, astrophysicists tell us. This is why our DNA is fragile on planet Earth, as it holds a lot of ancient memories, and it's coded with past life knowledge. More on that later. And the ancient Hopi Indians in northern Arizona say that what happens between Israel and Palestine will also befall the United States someday. Only time will tell. We're hoping to get a call tonight, a satellite phone call from Matador from his East Valley bunker to chime in. We have a doctor who may call. I feel the tension in the air. It's going to be a very dynamic and very important radio night. To sum up, America, diversity isn't always your strength. It lowers your wages. It marginalizes your culture. It increases your crime, fills your hospitals, occupies your housing, runs your schools and ruins them, consumes your taxes, tightens your laws, restricts your great freedoms, endangers your children, and at the same time, these same people that put forth this ideology then will call you a racist, no matter what you say or do. Now, in other national news, in Stone Mountain, Georgia, the board overseeing a mountain park near Atlanta with a giant carving of Confederate leaders voted Monday to relocate Confederate flags from a busy walking trail and create a museum exhibit instead that acknowledges the site's connection to the Ku Klux Klan. The moves were part of an effort by the Stone Mountain Memorial Association to address criticism of the park's Confederate legacy and to shore up its finances, of course. The chairman of the association's board promised more changes. Wow. A lot going on there at Stone Mountain, Georgia. Well, a man somehow wrote the show, claims he's from Cuba, and I wanted to alliterate to you what he told me. He says, I used to live in Cuba. I have family there now. The little money that I have is worthless outside the island as I go back there from time to time. Now, this is what he says. I wasn't aware Castro left them out. But he says, I plan to get out of there someday, and I believe in cryptocurrency. I will be a firm holder of crypto since I'm stuck here for at least a couple of more years. Your show is heard on the Cuban island. We love your message. The situation here is hard, and I'm planning for a brighter future in a better country. His English is somewhat off. I'll be forever grateful for your kindness and your show's listeners when I arrive in America for good. All I want is to provide for my family and enjoy life just like you. We love your show. Thank you. Man in Cuba. Interesting. This happened, this got through some weird channels to me, but it does look legit. Folks, we're glad you're here tonight. There's a lot going on in the country, a lot of talk about civil war, about civil unrest, about all kind of things that are happening in our land. And we have a big show for you tonight. You can call in at 563-999-3437. A lot of people are gearing up for the summer. A lot of predictions of riots and chaos in our cities. We're glad you're here tonight. We will discuss all of it in depth. No holds barred. Everything is on the table on my show. So let's start the show. Shall we dance, America? By the great Edie Gourmet. Shall we dance, America? We dance in the streets. One way or another, things will get rectified in this country. And that was a great song from the Rat Pack era. Let's go right to the phones, and let's get some people on the air here. Well, you're on the Von Wien Show. What's your name?
Is this Von?
Yes, it is.
Von, my man, my friend, Fly Mackey here. How you doing tonight?
I thought that was you. Fly Mackey, how you doing, man? Oh, great talking to you. What's new and exciting? Now, folks, for those of you who don't know, Fly Mackey used to have a great show on KFNX, 1100 AM here in Phoenix, along with me, and we had separate shows, of course, but tell us about your show back in the day and what you've been up to.
You know, we was a cryptocurrency show. We talked about anything money and cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, you name it. I did a little bit of a smorgasbord, kind of like you did, you know, talk about all kinds of events. And I'd get off on, you know, politics. You know, I love politics like you. So, you know,
that's
kind of what we did. And I sure loved it. And then I went to TV. So we bought – boy, now that's – Vaughn, you know, that's a beast of its own right there. I'm telling you.
That's
kind of what we're doing. I tried to.
How's the TV show going? I mean, are you still broadcasting on a television now?
So we're not broadcasting anymore. You know, that is a dog-eat-dog business. I'll tell you what, they still chew you chew you up, spit you out real fast, and then ask you to do it again.
Right.
Okay. How did that feel? You know. And no, we're not doing that, but we're looking to launch another channel again, and so we're hoping to get that going sometime this next year or so. But that's basically what I've been doing now. You know, I'm just traveling a little bit. I'm deep in the heart of Texas, Vaughn. I pulled over where it's nice and safe, where all the hookers are. And so, is this a adult show, or do you got kids listening, Vaughn?
This is an adult show, so you can talk freely, my friend.
I'm sure there's some kids here.
We're all big kids at heart, right?
We're all big kids at heart.
Yeah, a lot of big kids at heart. So, you know, I'm in the middle of Texas and heading to go see one of my grandsons graduate tomorrow. And I said, you know what? I got to pull over here. And I pulled over at a truck stop deep in the heart of Texas. And I know you're in a bunker. You're hidden away. I want to kind of be like you someday where nobody can find me.
Hey, man, I'm deep underground in my studio. Fortified, you know?
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, you have to protect yourself these days. There's a lot of people coming after somebody like you, you know, putting out the truth.
Oh, I know it.
It's not easy out here, you know, but you just got to keep moving forward all the time. You just can't never quit, you know?
That's right. Now, what part of Texas did you pull over in?
Well, somewhere in between El Paso and nowhere. That's pretty much where I'm at. Yeah. But, you know, I like driving at nighttime, and, you know, I needed to get there, so always take – you know, I got my trusty Capone with me. He's back there snoring right now. It's like, Capone, you have to wake up and pay attention just in case, you know, something happens. And he's not having any of it. All he wants to do is sleep and, you know, lick himself and stuff like that. I keep telling myself,
smart dog.
If I could do what Capone does, yeah, he's smart. If I could do that, I'd never leave home. But, you know, you got to do something to bring home the beans, right?
You do. You definitely do. So are you doing a radio show now? So you stopped doing the TV show. What's your future plans for Fly Mackie?
Well, you know, I'm looking to go back to TV and trying to do something in, you know, broadcast entertainment, kind of like you. We haven't gone back to the radio, but we've been entertaining it. Now, here's what's crazy. So I get a call from this radio show, you know, he's like you, he does it online internet, and he's got a big audience like you do. And I tell the guy, his people, so Lisa or Betty or Sue, whatever her name was, nice lady, but I tell her, you know, you guys ought to be, you have to be desperate to ask Fly Mackie on your show. I'm not even in that business now. I've been out of it for a little while. Not that I'm not in it, but I'm not in it. I'm in it, but not in it.
Sure.
And she goes, yeah, we are desperate. I need somebody to come on my show, on my guy's show here. And I said, well, you know, I'll have to pass this time, but thank you. And then you and I literally have a conversation 5 minutes later. And
right.
I'm like, that may be saying something. You know, we were talking about getting back on the air and stuff like that. And I said, you know what? Let's go with my good buddy Vaughn. Let's get on his show. He's got a great following. And I like your stuff. You know, your content's always real good. So I said, you know, I got to do it. So I was asking one of my buddies. He said, yeah, get on Vaughn. That's the guy. I'm like, all right, so we're going to do Vaughn. So it's weird how those things happen. Now, here's what's crazy. The same day after you and I get that call, then you and I talk, I had a buddy of mine that I did started me out in a little business about 35 years ago. He called me just out of the blue. And I'm like, so I'm having a talk with Kevin. And this guy really set me up. I mean, he helped me. You know, when you're starting out, you're poor, you're broke, you're eating ramen noodles, you know, you're stealing from Peter to pay Paul kind of stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy every day after work in the morning. So I had this little business. He'd pick me up in the morning. He said, come on, I'm taking you to breakfast. You know, he just helped me out along the way. And then out of the blue, this guy calls me, Kevin does. And so I had a great talk with him. And, you know, talking about doing some more business and stuff like that after all these years. Now, here's what's the crazy one. So just after or just before I met Kevin 30-some-odd years ago, I just got sober, Vaughn. So I'm passed out in a park, if you can believe that. What Indian isn't passed out in a park, right? So I'm passed out in a
park. Love it.
I'm passed out in a park. I'm passed out in a park, and I hear, "Hey, buddy, you okay? Hey, buddy, you okay?" And I look up, and here's this guy, this Italian guy. Name was Vinny. And I get off the phone with you. A few minutes later, you and I have a conversation. I get off the phone with Kevin just 15 minutes later. And then just after I get off with Kevin, I go by this guy's business, and I said, "I got to stop in and see Vinny." And I seen his dad, and I said, "Hey, where's your boy at?" And he goes, he points upstairs like he's dead, you know. I said, "What's he, in heaven?" "Oh, doggone it, I missed him. How did I miss this?" And then all of a sudden he was talking about his other son, Mike. But then here comes Vinny out of the back of the shop, and I go, "Vinny!" So this guy, when he wakes me up in the park, you know, drunk Indian, passed out. So he wakes me up, he says, "You okay?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm kind of okay." And he goes, "Well, get up." He goes, "Come on over here. I'm going to take you to this place. We'll go eat." Now, I am out of it, Vaughn. So this guy, they were closed. They didn't have nothing to eat. And he said, "Come on." He gave me a little money, took me to eat. And me and him have been friends for 30-plus years. Isn't that crazy? So the show, you, and then I agree to come on yours. And then Kevin calls all in the same day. And then I get off with Kevin and then my other buddy, Vinny. Isn't that weird how all that stuff happens?
That's weird, man. Yeah, radio synchronicity.
It's craziness. So I said, you know what? I got to get on Vaughn's show and tell him all about my stupidity when I was young and dumb and full of you-know-what. And,
right.
You know, I've changed a little bit over the years. You know, my mind ain't changed. I'm still a little crazy. But anyway, you know, it's a strange world we live in now, Vaughn. You know, it's you really don't know, you know. I mean, they come
God,
out of
that
the
ever true.
Come out of the woodworks, you know, and you don't know who to trust, and you think you know who to trust, but then all of a sudden something will happen when you need them the most, or you may not need them, but you're expecting, you know, somebody to watch your back a little bit. And, man, there's nowhere to be found. They just got to really be careful these days. I mean, who knows what's happening over here? Now, I know you know, some of the stuff you talk about is you're spot on. I don't know where you get your intelligence reports. But, you know, you're really good at what you do. So tell me this. So
yeah.
You're on Thursday night. And are you looking to do TV now, or are you just going to stick with the radio? Because you're a TV personality. You got it in you. You can do TV, Vaughn.
I know. Yeah, I mean, I would be open to TV spots if they come available. You know, people have pitched me things before, but like I told them, they normally don't have built-in sponsors. So they want me to pay out of my own pocket,
right,
you know, to go on the air. And
yeah,
that's where the rubber meets the road. So I go, there was one other TV station. I said, if you don't have a sales force to sell ads or to get revenue, you know, people think this media is always free, right? You know, I know a lot different. It costs money to go on the air, radio or TV.
Oh, yeah,
film.
It's not cheap.
So I'm open to it. It has to be the right situation. I've been open to it for years. So we'll see what happens there. But man,
so
you're
what,
so right. I mean,
happened.
I love talking to you. I'm so glad you called the show, man.
So
this
here's
is great.
What happened. So I'm on the radio. You have a popular show. I'm a daytime up against Rush and some other people. So you're in the evening. I'm in the day. And you know how they pitch you to come on TV. So I'm like, okay. Finally, I go, let's go see what they want. And you're exactly right. So they didn't want to give me a show. They wanted me to pay for a show. And I was thinking
right.
myself, holy cow, if I could do this for about a year, maybe a year and a half, and then I'm going to be broke, everything I invested and saved for.
Right,
so
exactly.
You know what? I said, how about, because I wanted to do a show every day. I didn't want to be on the air, you know, a weekly show. So I was something every day. And then so I said, I'm going to be broke if I do this, so why don't I try to buy the channel. Now, mm-hmm. call me stupid, but that's where my brain went. And so I tell the, you know, the station, the owners, I said, you know what, how about if I just buy the channel? And he kind of laughed mm-hmm. at me and said, well, you don't have enough money to buy the channel. And I'm like, oh, boy. I love a challenge. So, I'm counting numbers. I'm counting the beans. And I get with my, you know, my numbers people, and they said, well, make them an offer for this amount right here. So I did. I said, how about this? And he goes, holy cow, are you serious? I go, yeah. I mean, that's what you kind of said you wanted, right? So I'll just buy the channel. So mm-hmm. I wrote him a check. He goes, well, I got a check with our attorneys and the FCC and all that good crap because you're a crypto guy. I don't even know if we can broadcast this stuff. And so anyway, I wrote him a check. And, well, here, let me back up 20 seconds. So what happens is he tells me what he wants, and I write him a check and I mail it. Who has okay. checks these days? Well, I had a couple. I had to go get one from the bank because I don't have checks. So I write this check, and I mail it to him, and I get a phone call from a number in California, and I'm like, he's like, mother, I'm not going to say the other word. He goes, is this check good? I go, well, it's good.
What do you
today,
think?
I'm going to spend some money, so you better hurry up and cash it. And he goes, well, let me see if we can get this through first. And then it took about 4 or 5 months, and I get a phone call and said, hey, I'm putting that check in the bank. And, man, mm-hmm. then I really started sweating. You ever sweat? You ever been in the air conditioner? You're cool. Everything's fine. You feel
yes.
good. And then all of a sudden you start
sweating. It's called
sweating.
A cold sweat.
I'm like, holy.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know exactly what you're talking about, man.
So there I am, sweating like a pig, and then because I know he's cashing his check. And now here's the thing about TV. It's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You have to have content every minute of the day. TV doesn't take a break. So this was
that's right.
It's a lot of work trying to get the content and get the right people on and do this. So I did a couple of shows, you know, and I liked it. And I got the TV bug on, and I'm thinking, you know, the first one went didn't work out as good as I thought it would. You know, it's you know you mm-hmm. 1 minute. Here's how I like to tell it, Vaughn. This is the simplest way to say it. I went from the penthouse to the outhouse.
Hey, you tried,
right.
man. You
okay.
tried. I love it. A for effort. God.
Yeah, well,
you did more than most.
Well, here's what I say. I'm a risk taker. It's kind of like when I first got into Bitcoin years ago, and I'll tell that story here in a second if we have some time. But anyway, so I'm a risk taker, and I'm willing to take risks. You know, once you make your whatever you're going to make once, you know you can do it again. You can do it again. It's one thing to be broke, but it's to have a broken spirit. Now, that's what kills people because they go through
right.
life and never do what you do and some of the things I've done. They never do what they want to do, Vaughn. They just say, I wish I should.
I know.
And then they get old and they go, I wish I would have done it. I wish I'd have been Vaughn. I wish I'd have done
it. It's a pathetic
Vaughn
life. Do what you want to do now. Don't wait. Right.
Yeah, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Life's too
short. Life is too short, Vaughn. But you got to put your best foot forward, you know. And sometimes you just got to punch somebody in the jaw, metaphorically speaking, kind of stuff. Get the F out of my way. Because I'm
right.
going to take that spot right there. You know, so it's a battle. But, you know, it's always a good battle if you're willing to get up every day and just don't be broken spirited because a lot of people just give up. Once you give up,
mm-hmm.
you're done. You know that, right, Vaughn? You give up
yes.
your history. So
you are. You're
toast.
I'll
tell you a little bit about how I got into. So I get in the crypto business. I was a missionary for about 10 years, and towards the end of it, I had saved up a little money. I'm broke. I was so broke, I can't say it on the air, but I'm broke. Okay, but I'd saved up a little
mm-hmm.
money. And my buddy says, I need some rent money. And he was a friend of mine. I said, well, what's wrong with you? He said, well, I can't pay my rent, blah, blah, blah. So I give him some money. And then he asked for more rent money like 2 months later. So I give him a little bit more. And then he tells me he's getting evicted. So I'm like, what's going on here? So I go to Mike's house. His name is Mike. So I go to his house and I go, what's going on? And he has all these machines in his apartment. And he's mining cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. Now, this was before Bitcoin was worth nothing, okay? So he's mining this stuff. And he goes, look, I got all these coins that I've mined, and it's online money. I said, well, how much is it worth? He goes, nothing. I go, are you going to pay me my money back? He says, yes, someday, but not now. I'm going to give you these coins. Are you still with me, Vaughn?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Vaughn.
Sure, buddy.
I turned off my truck somehow. I think Capone did it with his lip.
Be careful out there. So, yeah.
Man, this guy right here, he thinks he's the boss, you know, but it is what it is. I wouldn't go.
Capone is Flamacky's dog, folks, in case you wanted to know.
Yeah.
That's your great companion there, right?
I told my priest, I said, Father, I love this dog more than my kids. He goes, I
hear
you
a
lot.
yes.
You know, I don't feel so bad anymore. So
the guy was mining the Bitcoin, and now he's probably a millionaire, huh?
Well, let me tell you this. So he tells me, I'm not giving the coin back. I mean, I'm not giving your money back, but I do need money for rent. He was getting evicted. So I gave him some more money, and I went straight to the manager. And I paid for his back rent and his rent so he could keep mining, right? And then he gave me a little coin. Long story short, he gives me some coin back in the day. And then that got me back started in business again because, you know, you see what happened with Bitcoin. I think it's $39,000 a coin this evening as we speak. It was $64,000. And
it was
a big deal.
Yeah, about a month ago, 66,000, I think it was. Yeah. I'm in crypto too, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? So, what are you? Do you Bitcoin? What kind of coins are you into these days, Vaughn?
You know, I like Bitcoin, Ethereum Classic, ADA Cardano, XLM Stellar. I like Doge for pure speculation. Tron's interesting at 7 cents a unit. TRX is its acronym, but it's got a long way to go. But I wanted to look at some others, you know, but some are short term, some are long-term views and investments. We'll see what happens. I don't have a ton of it in there, but, my goal is to put more in there. But first we have to get sponsors for our respective shows. And we have bills to pay. So I'm very practical. I pay the bills first. That's just a fun account. And I wish I had more in it, to be honest. But we'll see how things go.
I am a very good trader.
I am a very good trader. I have traded. And I make my trades profitable. I know when to get in. And I know when to get the hell out. That's the key thing, too. You know.
Don't fall in love with the coin.
No, I don't. I'm very impartial to them.
That.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Very impartial.
Your best money. Yeah, be impartial on it. So I can tell you a little bit of kind of what I'm doing in the crypto business these days. I'm not really in it. I'm out of it. But I'm still got my toe in there. You know, I'm always got something going. But now Ethereum was almost a dead coin. You know, that puppy was going down faster than a lead ball.
Yes, it was.
But they started that DeFi program, you know, where that decentralized financing banking type thing where any company could start a token or a coin, but basically they're called tokens, and then people could invest in those tokens in that business through Ethereum's blockchain because Ethereum never has worked and never will work. And it's not. They know it won't work, but that's why they started the DeFi. Now, Bitcoin is fixing to launch something like that here soon. I don't know when, but it is coming out. And so one of the reasons this is – now, I just only go by charting. You don't go by theory or opinions or anything like that. You always want to chart your way through it. But as I'm hearing some of the back notes
you know, the news from some of my buddies who have been in the business from day one. You know, they're saying, you know, this deal with Bitcoin, the DeFi system that they're going to start, in order to get that launched, Bitcoin is going to have to retrace itself at least 50%. And if it could retrace 80%, it would be better. Now, this is all in the numbers too, Vaughn. So, I mean, what goes right. up goes down. What goes down goes up, right? So
no doubt.
Here we are on that retracement. It's retraced about 30% or about 50% now. So let's see what happens with that. But there's another coin out there that's good, that I can't tell you exactly what's happening, but we're looking at trying to launch or help launch. Let me put it this way. Pun intended, I'm a fly on the wall on that project. It's not my project.
What's the name of it?
It's called BSV, Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. So
it's called what?
That's the real bit. It's called Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, BSV.
Ah.
It's the real Bitcoin.
It's gotcha. The real deal. Hey, Fly, we're kind of running short on this segment here, but tell folks where they can reach you or how to reach you in the future. And I want you to be a regular caller to the Von Wien Show. And you're one of two VIP callers this evening.
I appreciate you very much, Vaughn. So I'm not going to give out any contact information tonight, but sometime on the next show or so, we can do that. And I appreciate you very much. Very much.
Same here, buddy.
Brother, you got a great show out there. Just don't never stop.
Love it. Love it. Fly Mackey, folks, from somewhere in Texas. And the great Republican Texas, thank you so much for calling in tonight, Fly. We love you, man.
All right. Vaughn, have a great night.
You too, bud. Have a safe trip. Love you. Fly Mackey, folks. One of our VIP guests. Great guy. Used to have a show on KFNX, like I said. We've got a lot of calls tonight. We're going to try to get you all in. I was hoping that Fly Mackey would call. And he does crypto, business, television, radio, a great guy. What can I say? Now we'll get to some good calls here in a second. We've got a Gunslinger on hold. We have Matador, Irish Pirate, several others. Remember, if you're a first-time caller to the show, you get to the front of the line. We always love our regulars and want to get them on each week as well, time permitting, of course. Now, just some quick notes here in our UFO files. I thought you all would get a kick out of this. Many people have contacted the show wanting their stories aired. And I go, okay, I've sort of vetted these people. But one of them is this. An Ohio woman was left shaken after she exited her local gym a month or so ago following a workout and spotted what she believes was a Sasquatch. I swear to God, lurking at the edge of the parking lot. According to a local media report, the eerie encounter occurred late last month as the unnamed witness was leaving Warehouse 24-Hour Gym in the community of Ashland, Ohio, at approximately midnight. What have I always told you? Nothing good ever happens after midnight. Well, it depends on the girl's name, of course. But while en route to her car, she heard a twig snap, and turning her attention to the area where the sound had originated, was stunned to see an approximately 7-foot-tall creature covered in gray fur. It would appear that the oddity also saw her, this Bigfoot creature, as it quickly fled the scene with tremendous speed, she said. The incident was so traumatic for the college student that she actually drove to a nearby Bob Evans restaurant. By the way, they're all in the Midwest. They are excellent restaurants. And she phoned her family in tears. from the Bob Evans. The woman recounted the sighting to them and requested that they come and pick her up because she was too distressed to drive her own car home. Her stepfather, who reported the sighting to the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, BFRO, he said that it was a terrifying experience for her and indicated that he went to the area the next day to look around, but only found many old deer tracks, but no imprints of the creature that she saw. Interesting. Another lady, through a friend of the show, claims, an aunt claims that a UFO landed in northern Arizona and that she was taken up into space. Very interesting. And she saw the heavens after the aliens invited her on board the spaceship. Lady's very credible, but who knows what really happens out there or what they were drinking or smoking. But she claims she's not a drinker. She doesn't do drugs or smoke medical marijuana. Very interesting stories there as well. Another one that hit my desk this week was at Lake Pleasant, very close to home in Phoenix, where a man said he was with a group of people way in the back of the lake. A small UFO landed, and a man, an alien, came out with a uniform, and on the uniform it said Galactic Federation. He did not speak, as he only talked to him telepathically, and he said he was here, he wasn't going to harm him. He asked him if he wanted to see his craft. He said no. He said thank you very much telepathically back, and the man said okay. They were out there getting soil samples, the alien said, very interesting, or mineral samples. Another interesting story. I love those. It's part of our paranormal UFO files. Very cool stuff. Let's get to the phones here. We're going to get Matador on, who's been chomping at the bit, and then we'll go right to the gunslinger. Matador, how are you doing tonight, sir? Calling from your General East Valley bunker and satellite phone.
General Von Weon, I and Lars, I'm doing great, great stories about Sasquatch, Bigfoot, aliens landing around.
Love it.
I guess if you could have Biden and Kamala, I guess that maybe that was Biden as the alien landed over there, didn't know where he was. It could have been Kamala, the Sasquatch, running around out there. Maybe she was looking for the border and she mistaked Ohio for the border. So it was
Kamala
Sasquatch,
is Sasquatch
Kamala.
For sure. That's her new nickname. Can't make this stuff
what,
up, man. They
I
find me
what,
and they want to report it, you know?
Yeah. I heard that guy at the end of that crypto. God, crypto's the biggest Ponzi. But I hope people make a lot of money out of it. It's like, reminds me when I was a kid at Duck Duck Goose. Someone's going to be goosed real bad. But, yeah, China now says we're not mining anymore. Elon Musk changes his mind every other day on which one he likes. I mean, there used to be like seven of them. Now there's like what? Hundreds and hundreds, and there's Bitcoin 3,000
crypto
gold. And, oh, my God.
Right.
I mean,
it's just a sea of red ink. It's Roman bloodbath out there.
I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. I tell you what, man, this country's unlike in just a haze. The more you think about it, really, it's been since Vietnam, since this country's been challenged on anything. It's been almost 50 It's been 50 years now. These kids now growing up that are 35 and younger haven't seen any hard times. They've been rich on the fatted calf. Most of mommy and daddies have taken care of them. Yeah, USA is in for a real rude awakening. I mean, let's face it, ever since Clinton got in, that the Clinton crime organization for 8 years, then clueless George Bush for 8 years, starting wars in countries people could, I mean, nobody could even find Afghanistan. 99.9% of Americans couldn't find Iraq or Afghanistan on the map, never met anybody from there, couldn't care less. And then Obama with his weird social justice policies and walking around like he's some kind of NBA / Hollywood star, do nothing, did nothing for 8 years. And then, yeah, Trump really rebuilt the economy, had a great 4 years. Of course, they had to get rid of him. And now we have the plastic man Biden walking around, guys fumbling all over the place. I mean, yeah, America, I mean, as long as the stock market stays good, housing prices are up, everybody's rich and happy and dumb and stoned and got their drugs out here and COVID's over. Yeah, I mean, America's definitely become. I think now the Americans are like as soft as the, you know, as the German and the English guys walking around with black socks. Being invaded over there. Now we're being invaded by our southern border.
Black socks. I love it. Well, you know, the show theme, by the way, is that we are the Weimar America Republic with a K for effect. You know, we're Weimar America, like back in the 1920s. They had Weimar Germany. They had wheelbarrows full of cash, high inflation, rampant degeneracy, decadence everywhere. And then Adolf Hitler came in the pack. And they had the Red Scare, the Red Menace from Stalin and the Soviets, where they unleashed their street agitators all over Europe. They're just doing the same thing now in this country, you know?
Yeah, I think we're in the roaring go-go 20s from 90 years ago. But, you know, I hope it's another 20, 30, 50 years we can patch this nice economy together. But when the rug finally yanked out, and these people have no idea. They just say, yeah, government, give me some more money. Like you said, inflation goes nuts. They've overprinted cash like crazy. They're going to be like, huh? It cost $1,000 to fill up my gas tank and get some groceries this week. These people have no idea what's going to hit them. Most can't work, don't work, couldn't even function in society anymore. I mean, it's going to be, you could have a massive homeless population. I mean, just really, I hate to say it, semi-invalids out there. You know, everybody's got PTSD. Heck, I talked to two former military guys. You're going to love this story. He said two people he knows are getting paid $1,400 a month. And you know what their PTS claim is? They both made a claim to the government. Their sergeant and boot camp yelled at them too loudly, and the government gave them. These guys never saw combat. Nothing. I could write to the government and go, I watched a bunch of war movies and now I have PTSD. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I want a check, man. Give me a check too.
Yeah, this whole.
I watched Saving Private Ryan in the D-Day invasion scene about 20 times in the theater. Love that scene.
Both guys told me.
Watch the movies, God, unbelievable.
Both guys in the military told me corporate America, both of their spouses work. They said corporate America is much worse than the military. Yeah, especially if you're not at war. When you're not at war, you're sitting around barely doing anything. But they said at least you got a job, three meals. It's impossible to get fired from the military. Said, yeah, it's a little bit dangerous sometimes, but yeah, they said corporate America is the worst. They treat people so awfully, corporate America. They
Holy
break people's
you.
Spirit, you know, make people sick all the time,
sucks.
Work them to death.
It's soul-crushing jobs with horrible bosses, horrible co-workers who are weird. And now, all around every, you know, you walk down the hall of a corporate building. Oh, they look pretty, folks. You're driving by, all the gleaming glass, right? And beautiful stone. But you walk inside those buildings, they say, diversity, diversity. You can't even go to the bathroom. There's multiculturalism banners everywhere. There's like all these communist slogans, Marxist slogans. We're all in this together. You know, let's all hold hands, sing kumbaya. Yeah, at the same time, your boss is trying to stab you in the back, as well as your coworkers. How about those apples? We all know
it's true. It's just awful. Yeah, everybody's just looking for the new crypto to try to cash out, get some money.
That's right.
The system. It's so bizarre.
Yes.
Everybody's text out. This crypto went up 38 cents. This went up $400. This one's down 80 cents.
I bought a million units, they'll say. And the value is 0.00097250000. Yeah, you own a million units of nothing. It's so crypto on some of those. It's so cryptic, no one's even heard of it. So it'll take you 20 years to get up to a dollar because you're at .00. You're one millionth of one penny, buddy. Come on.
And your money's in some Thailand bank you can't even get out. Nobody even knows how you're going to get paid. Yeah, just laugh about
it. Pretty soon they'll pay you in crypto, not even cash. They'll say, well, we just gave you 1 million units of this new crypto coin, Matador, you know, but I can't buy any groceries with that. I can't pay my rent or my car payment with that. Screw you, you know, and that's how corporate America is just full of a bunch of weirdos now. It used to be cool and buff back in my day, Gordon Gekko kind of guys, you know, 1980s was my heyday in years, and now this new corporate America, it's all a bunch of like fags, it's all a bunch of weirdos, it's all a bunch of people that want to jam their agenda down your throat. You know, they're all a bunch of Marxists, and they're just so bizarre. You know, I mean, I just call a spade a spade. They have promoted the wrong people, and they've routed the right people out of corporate America. Then corporate America wonders why they have so many problems. And on our show, we will bluntly about these things because it is what it is. I mean, come on.
We could have 2 good years to COVID rebound, but after that, we could have a complete housing economic meltdown. I mean, it could get so bad where you can't even evict people from their houses. Government may just have to say, yeah, whatever. I mean, what are you going to put everybody on the streets? Don't worry, you can't pay your mortgage. You know, just like COVID, we'll just send you a check to cover your mortgage. Just stay in your house, you know. Hey, if you got some family members or friends, let a few move in with you, you know. I mean, keep everybody off the street. You know, try to keep some kind of chaos. It could make the 2008 housing market look like nothing. You know, I mean, it's, you know, if nobody's working, nobody can get jobs, nobody can pay these big fat mortgages in all these places. I mean, God, it could be 3 grand
every 30 days you got to cough up in some of these houses here in Phoenix Post, 2,500 simoleons. So you better have a good paying job after taxes, net income to put food on the table, gas in the car, take care of you, your wife, your kids, or whatever, and then pay the mortgage. Then you got the utilities to pay for. It's a big cash grab, man. You're right. How do people do it, Matador? Tell me.
I'll tell you, man. Phoenix, the hottest market in the last year in the country. Nobody's even close. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know how they're doing it, General. Like I said, man, it could come, like you said, 25, 3 grand. That's just your mortgage. You haven't eaten. You haven't bought any clothes. You haven't paid your car payment, your gas for your kids. I mean, people start losing their jobs. I mean, this whole thing. I mean, they're talking about a fourth stimulus check. These are nothing. These are pinkies.
I want that check. I want that government cash as long as we're going to dish it out.
We need that.
Right.
Yeah. Every month we need $1,500.
Every month. Screw foreign aid. Pay us. Damn right. America first.
Forget foreign aid, you know, giving money to all these countries while your own citizens, you know, while you're taxing with debt. They can't even
fight.
And people like Bezos and Gates are so rich, they couldn't. You know, I keep hearing Bezos, we're going to give all our money away. Good, give it away to the real citizens. You know, they have all these weird foundations. You ever read about those foundations? They don't help.
Yes.
All they do is to say, they go, elbow, we're going to give it to Central Congo. Why everybody in your neighborhood is starving to death. Nobody in the Central Congo is going to get any better. Bill Gates has always got some weird medicines. Him and his old lady were always trying to push off. He gave $600 million for vaccines around the world. Half these people in India and Africa were dropping dead, having the whooping cough, never heard again. And then
the Gates of Hell, I call them. He's a mad scientist. Heard the other day that we sent $850 million of all countries to Ethiopia. man, can we use $850 million in this country? Screw Ethiopia. Can you imagine that? And I read all these countries that we get. It's almost a billion. And I don't care about this, you know, Washington, D.C. speak. They go, well, in the big scheme of things, that's only a small, insignificant number. We are buying our influence. What are you possibly doing in Ethiopia? Drug trade, human trafficking, more than likely. So, in other words, we don't want, you know, so China is going to get into Ethiopia. Let them. Who cares? Oh. No national interests, total waste of money.
Go ahead. I mean, let's face it. Why would anybody in any country even want to come to America? The only people that work hard in labor jobs left in the world are the Mexicans and the Chinese. Anybody else coming here has just got their hand open, complaining about racism, socialism, sexism. Give me my free check. I'm from Guantanamo or whatever. I still haven't figured out. I guess Mexico's just got 160 million people. They just, you know, every month they send another 100,000 of them over here to work some jobs and see. Yeah, you talk about the motherland. Talk about a bunch of Nazis. Those Mexicans, all they do is send all their money back to the homeland, Mexico. Send all our money back to. Trump always talked about it. I tax. That'd be the one country. General, I'd hit him at a 50% tax. You want to send money back to Mexico?
Boy said that. All those redemptions going back to Mexico, tax them all to pay for the wall. Very simple to
them. I do that, and then now it's a fact. After they denied it, even Biden's people, if of course the media wants to ignore it, 100%. It came from Wuhan. Trump was right. It's incredible. Trump, it's a Chinese virus. You can't say that. You don't have proof. Now there's 100% truth. It came out of a lab in Wuhan. I love that in the interview. The guy goes, Trump said, I only said it because the Chinese had the goal. The Chinese had a goal to say the American military developed this and it got out accidentally. And Trump said, what are you talking about? It came out of Wuhan, China. God forbid now. He's a bad guy for saying it come out of Wuhan, China. After they said our military tried it. I mean, yes, this country is just nuts. You know, any normal country, for starters, we'd say, forget it. All our debt is wiped out to China. We don't ever want to hear from you again. And by the way, you're going to be paying our citizens for the next decade $1,500 a month. What do you think about that, you red Chinese Chi Coms? That's what I'd tell. I'd say, if not, we're getting the nukes ready. Say, how can you nuke China? I'd say, do you want COVID-20, 27, 48 coming out of there and killing 5, 10, 50 million people a year? You know? It's obvious. It's obvious they can't control their own voodoo over there. They're going to wind up killing half the world's population at the rate they're going. I've never heard of it accidentally getting out of a lab. I mean, who's that sloppy? This thing makes Chernobyl look like child's play over there at 86, you know, in Ukraine.
No doubt. Hey, now you heard my UFO files before I had you on. We talked about the UFO studies in Sasquatch. What would you do, Matador, if a UFO landed in the East Valley near your bunker and they came out with a shirt that said, I'm from the Galactic Federation? What would you do, sir?
Well, first I'd say, first, I want to see your lovely galactic women. If he said, hey, do you want to get on the ship? I'd say,
nice.
I'd say the shows I used to watch in the 70s when I was a young kid, the chicks had super tight little nylon, like painted on outfits with double D's and tiny waist. I said, can you take me to that planet?
Let's go to that planet and let's just start all over. That's where I want to go, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Allegedly,
that planet does exist. There have been UFO people that have said that they went to that planet and it actually exists. And I've heard that two or three times now. Be awesome.
Well, what an what an outrage that that person got sent back. Me and you could be like Captain Buck Rogers, 25th century. Take us to that planet. Don't worry.
Take me
we'll
to your leader or else. Right. Matador, what are your final thoughts to America, man? Love talking to you as our second VIP guest tonight. I'm so glad you got to call in for the satellite phone for your East Valley bunker. You have evaded the NSA drones yet again and gotten through the federal dragnet to the show.
I just say hunker down. Hopefully it's not coming, but mass inflation coming. Just since Biden's been in 4.5 months, folks, I just pumped my gas. Cost me $50, and I don't drive some big, SUV or some Ford 350. Cost me $50 to fill up. I get some it was costing me 5 months ago $27 to fill up. Grocery bill has gone up 30% in 5 months. Everything, you go to a restaurant, you go anywhere, Chick-fil-A, they're raising their prices 20%. So they all know it's coming. There's a massive tsunami coming. So, I think these stocks could be real fat right now. We could have a nice big 30% sell-off in stocks and a big inflation bomb coming here. They're saying, no, this isn't going to be like the 70s under Carter. Well, I'll tell you what, they better get this thing turned around in the next 3 or 4 months, or we could be headed in for a long decade, brother.
God, love it. Matador from the East Valley, thank you, sir. Have a great night to you and your family, man.
You too.
Thank you, Matador. God, from a satellite phone to your ears on the radio. Amazing. Just love that. But Charles Bronson has this to say.
Charles Bronson here. What you're about to listen to is Radio with Von Weehunt, your radio show captain, taking you onto the plains of the barbarian. But I'm here to say, as Charles Bronson, that I appreciate the Von Weehunt show. Long live the barbarian. And as we watch the violence in the streets and these things that are going on, better to be ready. It's not just random punks anymore. They've got organization, and they've got money backing them up. People need to be careful out there. Careful and watch out for each other on the streets. Until then, that time, keep listening, keep tuning in to the Von Weehunt Show. And, ready or not, here we go.
Charles Bronson's damn straight up. Anyone else believe that what is going on here in the USA, in my view, it is the result of global espionage? We've been doing these color revolutions all over the world. I believe China has weaponized the Wuhan virus. I believe other enemies are trying to have a color revolution inside America. I believe what we are witnessing is the Third World War, or the precursor to it. It's a war that's being fought not right now by artillery shells and tanks and soldiers, but primarily by spies, assets, undercover agents, technology, asymmetrical warfare, any other name you want to call it. I believe that many are being forced to do the bidding of the cabal through blackmail, and others are willing participants, either paid up front or they are promised future wealth and power. I mean, who would purposely do all they can to destroy America and to destroy society as we know it, unless they had to save their lives or the lives of their families? Out of pure greed, a few might be convinced to commit such atrocities against you and me and the nation. I'm sure there are a few sick individuals who want to watch it all burn. I get that. But I believe those people are more few and far between. No, all of this has been painstakingly manufactured and executed. There are far too many anomalies to simply shrug off as coincidence. Those playing along with the cabal's game will label all the Trump supporters as conspiracy theorists, Nazis, climate change deniers, far-right radicals, insurrectionists is the latest one, racists, of course, that's the standard leftist playbook, homophobe, xenophobe, and a whole laundry list of other names because we question their official media narrative. And don't forget the other names, the dregs of society, and what Hillary called the deplorables. How does something like this even happen? Right now in America, politics seems so surreal. I often find myself wondering if this is all just a bad dream or if I'm actually living in some kind of a video simulation. And this is a level of the game we're never intended to complete. What puppet master could pull the strings of so many? What is their end game? And how can we put an end to all of this cabal and this surreal world that we find ourselves in? We're so glad you're here tonight, folks. The Von Wiegand Show is legendary. Always great callers. And back in the day, it sounded like this.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
I apologize. But tell me, just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. And we want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, when, baby? Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
That's right. And with that, let's go to the Gunslinger, south of Dallas, in the great state of Texas. Are you there, sir?
Yes, can you hear me?
Gunslinger, are you there? You're breaking up there on our pirate radio show. We got you. Yes, how you doing tonight, man? Good to hear your voice. What's going on?
Waiting for some storms across the Oklahoma border there. It's a crazy Texas weather. If you don't like it, wait 5 minutes and it'll change.
Same when I lived there in the Big D and all over Texas, in that area, there's just been a lot of reports about the tornado. So.
Oh, yeah, it definitely. It's crazy. It's just crazy weather. But I do want to talk about a couple of things, especially starting with this vaccine, okay?
Yes.
Yeah. This is really crazy because they're trying to push this stuff so hard. They're offering prizes now. I heard one, I think somewhere in New York, they're offering scholarships if you get vaccinated. Now, when these idiots offer you things like that, you better tuck your tail and run. Okay?
Damn right.
They yes. I mean, this
they're
thing,
desperate, man. They're desperate.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely desperate. This thing has not even been tested thoroughly. Okay? This thing has been ramrod and ran through just, a couple of months of so-called testing. Okay? The, the FDA approved it basically overnight. Okay? When in reality, it takes years to research a vaccine. Well, whatever reason, whatever the element may be. And when you rush things like this, something is going to go wrong somewhere. And I think you stated earlier, it's up 12,000%. People are dying
yes.
of this stuff. Okay? Now, I don't know. It may be, it affects people differently. I understand that. I'm not a doctor, but I do understand that. But when they push and they push, it's like the old expression there, we're from the government and we're here to help. Oh, yeah.
That's a scary statement. Yes.
That's a very,
run
very
for the hills,
scary
folks.
Statement.
Run for the hills.
Run for the hills. So, let that soak in for a few minutes. That is very, very dangerous. What was Bill Gates a number of years ago in India vaccinated 47,000 children and they died? You don't hear about
that's
that.
That's right.
Either. That's right. And that's a fact. And that's just many, many of the atrocities that people like Bill Gates and the government, for that matter, okay, experiment on their own citizens. And that's me and you. Okay? People better do their damn research. I mean, back in there, back when they was testing the atomic bomb, what is that, Bikini Alto or whatever it is where they blasted a couple of
out there in the Pacific, yes.
That's right. there was hundreds and hundreds of sailors out there on these ships, just a short distance from this thing, and they said that they could hold their hands up and see their bones inside their hand. Exposure to the X-rays and God knows what everything else is. And
they
most
could.
Of them have died of cancer. Yeah, most of them have died of cancer. So they knew exactly what this thing is going to do, just like they know what this thing is, vaccine, and so-called COVID-19. Now, in my opinion, I think COVID-19 originated in the United States at some bio-research lab. Probably what happened is this is pretty dangerous. So, I mean, if it got out in the United States, we would be exposed. So let's go here and let China take it over in that Wuhan lab of bio-research. So if it gets out, you guys did it. That's your fault. Oh, it's not our fault, but they secretly fund it. You can bet you.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet you exactly what that is, exactly what. So isn't it easier to blame somebody else?
China damn straight it is.
Yeah.
China, even if that's true, China's still at fault. If that is true that it was funded under the table, if there was some collusion between the intelligence agencies, that is a very pliable, very probable theory. I've heard that before. Yes, sir. Could have very well happened that way. But regardless, China screwed up, and blood is on their hands, and they've killed a lot of people around the world in the communist regime there. So, and by the way, they have 380 concentration camps, as I said during the monologue, and they have probably more by now. That was last count. That was by September of 2020, last fall. And we will go into that in future shows. But, boy, those are terrible, terrible places full of torture chambers. In the worst things you could imagine is what they do there. So I'll leave it at that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's totally insanity. On the second point here, what is up with all these mass shootings? Okay. This is crazy.
Yep.
I don't know if you've been keeping up with it.
I have. Oh, yeah. I keep up with all of it. You damn straight. Well, again, I think it's a sign of the times. There could be some government collusion in these things. As I said before, there are programs like MK Ultra, there are CIA robot assassins, there are people that could be in government programs that we don't know about. Then again, some of these things could just be a fluke of nature. I think what I also think is that there's a lot of people that are under immense pressure and very intense pressure in our society today, like never before. The cost of living, as we talked about earlier, has gone through the roof. That doesn't bode well. A lot of our workplaces are not happy places. Like I've talked about, they have taken the fun out of work. Most of corporate America has taken the fun out of working. That's why you wonder why people want to sit at home and get a government check. A lot of them don't want to go back to a crappy office or a crappy warehouse or a terrible factory where they get bullied maybe, or maybe they have a horrible boss. They go, you know what, I'd rather just sit here at the house and avoid all the problems of going into work. The commute, when I get there, no one's friendly. Everyone's always on my ass. Everyone's always yelling at me. I don't want to live like that for the next 70 years or 100 years. So, I mean, and then I got to wear a mask on top of that. Now I get lectured to if I don't wear my mask 24/7 inside the building. I have feminazis there, women that are trying to throw me under the bus with HR. I have guys that are trying to block me from promotion or cock block me from, talking to. There's just so many little intricate little realities that are out there. And I just sum it up, and I've seen them myself in corporate America as a consultant, et cetera, that they've taken the fun out of a lot of jobs. It used to be fun. People used to look forward to going to work. They used to love going into work. And corporate America is part of the problem. All they do is talk about their leftist politics constantly. And I have friends of mine that friend of mine has called me. He said he works for an insurance company. The Chicago CEO sits there in the town hall meeting and talks about diversity and how you're evil if you're more or less, if you're evil, if you're white, and he has to sit there and watch that crap. And they wonder why people get pissed off. Well, they have a right to get pissed off at this constant indoctrination that's got really nothing to do with your job. And before, a lot of people used to get along with each other of different races and creeds, and they've driven this wedge in a lot of jobs in corporate America where you're afraid to talk to somebody. They're afraid to talk to you. They are easily offended at the drop of a hat. And it's a very toxic brew, very toxic environment that they have created. And then they sit back and wonder why they have all these problems or shootings or why is everyone so angry? Well, Sherlock, get a freaking clue. You could write volumes about this stuff. I hear it every day. Gunslinger.
Yeah.
People call the show. They write me. They email me, text me, whatever. And say, look what my company's doing. I got to sit here for 2 hours and get lectured to by this idiot that they brought in. So put that in their pipe and smoke it. You know? Ridiculous, man. But go ahead.
Yeah.
My two cents.
You're absolutely correct. But you also got to look at it. I was reading some number there. It's 195 mass shootings since the first of the year. Just the first of the year. Half of the year is not even over yet. But guess who's in the office? You know, the usurper, the one that stole the election from President Trump.
That's what I'm talking about. President drives a lot of the corporate America and these programs town hall meetings. The CEOs in America are not all Republican. A lot of them are Democrat.
Yeah, true. Well, we didn't have this amount of shootings when President Trump had the office, okay?
That's
we
right.
We had shootings, yes, okay? And you always probably going to always have that type of situation. But now that this demo rat, I call them demo rats in there, it seems to skyrocket. All of a sudden, 195 shootings, and it's not even a half a year has gone by so far. But under President Trump, we didn't have that kind of shootings and everything like that. Yeah, we had a few. Yeah, I agree. But nothing like it is today. It seems like everybody has gone completely bonkers in the Yonkers, as the old saying goes. I've never seen anything like
that.
Right.
Well, a lot, it's the trickle-down theory from the Oval Office and the bully pulpit. I tell you, you can say what you want, but there's a lot of power of the media in that Oval Office, and whoever is in the presidency in the White House does have a lot of input into the nation, how it's run at the local level, and you can discount it all you want, but it's funny, like you said, we've had all these problems the minute Biden gets in the office. And sure, there's always been shootings, but and we have several more years of this, right? And then Kamala might get in. I think under Kamala Harris that a civil war is very likely under her because I believe that she will unleash the hounds of hell and war on this country by her draconian policies. She is someone to watch, not in a good way, but in a bad way because I think she has – Biden's bad enough, but I think they're going to shove him out of the way eventually. But Kamala Harris is the one to watch. She's a lot younger and a lot more militant, you know. But Gunslinger, what are your final thoughts to America here tonight?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. I mean, the final thought is they're going to boot old Sleepy out, old creepy Sleepy out, using the 25th Amendment. Just wait and see. I gave it 6 months. It may be a year, but he's going to be booted. There's no doubt about that. And Camel Toe and the hoe, it's one of the same, is going to take over. And you're right. There is going to be a civil war. If this witch gets in there, oh, my God, it's going to be
– all hell's going to break loose.
All hell's
going to
break
loose. That's what I'm predicting. We don't want it, but I can see her stirring the pot. Yeah. She will stir the pot on purpose and make things a lot worse to tip it over. We don't want war, but I always say our enemies, they seek war.
Yeah, well, you know that she's running. You know she's running the show. It's not Joe Biden.
Yes,
he's so dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever it is. He's not capable of doing it. Okay, it's a camel toe that's the one running it right now. Because you know it. Look at how she does every time you see a press conference or everything. Boy, she's just sitting there just eyeing like, okay, make sure you say this and make sure you say that. So you know who's running behind the scene. Always look behind the scene like the Wizard of Oz. You'll find out who's behind
it. I totally agree. America is the new Wizard of Oz. Gunslinger, thank you so much, man. Great call, sir. From the great state of Texas. Thanks, sir. That's the Gunslinger. Great caller there. You know, America sounds more and more like this.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do and to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Yes. And in a move that has shaken the Bible Belt of the nation from Texas to Florida, the largest gay rights advocacy group in the United States has recently announced that it will take up residency in three southern states. The Human Rights Campaign, HRC, announced earlier this week it will spend $8.5 million of fiat currency to place offices in Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi to expand social, they say, and legal protections in those states for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered residents, World reports. These three states reportedly define marriage as between, drum roll, please, one man and one woman. How dare you say that marriage is between one man and one woman? All hell will now break loose when they set up their offices, and they will be looking to litigate all kinds of fun cases in the South. And so if you live in the South tonight, guess what? Guess who's coming for you? They say that these new offices in the South are just a small step in pushing for the acceptance of rampant homosexuality in those states. Unbelievable, says Southern Baptist minister. And he says that, I hope that Christians will remain resilient in the face of opposition against the clear wording of God. Yes, this country is a toxic brew. More and more. gets the phones again. Making March get to Lincoln and fly over country from his base there. Lincoln, right there, good night.
Can you hear me,
right? Are you there? How you doing? How you doing, man?
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm doing good. I was still hearing the music in the background. It kind of threw me off a little bit, man.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, we'll play some music in the background while we're getting you live. So how are things out there at your base camp, sir? What's going on?
Right around here, man. I really don't have much, like, really tonight. I really haven't been following things closely. I've just been working and hiking and fishing lately, and that's about it. So I don't really have a whole lot for you tonight, brother.
I don't blame you, man. Get out there and hike and fish and relax and enjoy the outdoors. Hell, that's a great way to start the late spring, early summer, man. Damn right. I mean, have you been catching some good fish, or have you been seeing any Sasquatch out there in the – in the forest? What's been going on?
Oh, man, I just cleaned, I just got done cleaning, before I called your show, I got done cleaning 4 catfish, 11 crappie, and 3 bluegill. I'll be eating good for the next few days.
Oh, you are a serious fisherman. I love that. Now, is there a lake or stream that you like the best?
Oh, absolutely, but I'll never give it away because it's normally when I go there,
right.
I'm literally the only person there, so I'm not going to give my
Don't blame
away.
You. Yeah, don't want to divulge
it's
your secret.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. It's a big-ass lake in the middle of nowhere, and it's surprising to me that a lot of the time I'm the only person there. There's other fishing spots around here that are extremely popular and extremely overfished, and there's tons of people there, but I got this little spot with a nice lake. It's like kind of like 15 miles out of town. Like, and I'm usually the only person there. So I love it. And I don't tell anyone about it. When they ask me where I get my fish, I lie and say I went to the popular place.
Nice. Don't blame you a bit, man. No, that's great. You want to keep those secret spots. And so, yeah, I mean, in that part of the country, you know, the fishing's good. You got your gear. You know where to fish and how to fish. So you can feed yourself in case of any zombie apocalypse or any kind of crazy collapse of America. A lot of people can't feed themselves. A lot of people are going to be reliant on the supermarket. And fish is damn good for you, man. You can fillet it. You can fry it. You can, you know, it's wonderful food, and a lot of people, though, are going to be at a disadvantage. When COVID started last year, I think I told you guys, I went into a few of the grocery stores here in North Phoenix, and the food shelves were bare. I still have the photographs. The panic buying sets in, right? And then the trucks were disrupted because of COVID. And then it took the trucks really about a month and a half to catch up to demand. And then finally, about a month and a half, almost 2 months later, the store shelves were then full of food. But it took them that long to bring in rice, you know, fish. I mean, they were out of it. Not quite everything, but I'd say 70% of the food was wiped out in many stores, you know. So you have a skill set that a lot of Americans do not have.
Oh, I fish when it's all but winter, I fish all the time. In winter, I do a lot of trapping because trapping is easier in the winter because in the winter you can find rabbit, squirrel trails, tracks, and you know where to set your snares, things like that. So trapping is actually much easier in the winter than it is any other time of the year. So, yeah, every other season I do a lot of fishing, and then during that season I do a lot of trapping and, you know, get my rabbit, my squirrel, things like that.
God. Now, do you eat the rabbit and the squirrel?
Well, absolutely. Hell yes. Why else would I snare them if I'm not going to eat them?
Oh, I mean, the rabbit would be good, but the squirrel, do you bake that? Do you, over an open fire? How do you cook it?
Man, I fry everything usually, like either over a campfire or on the basic stove. I mean, I fry everything pretty much. I mean, I don't really bake much. I fry pretty much everything.
Good deal, Matt. Sounds great. Yeah, those are very useful skills, survival skills that you got there. Awesome.
But one of the things, you touched on about the whole Arkansas, Mississippi, like Alabama type thing, I mean, it's a fact, man. I don't care what these leftist Jewish groups push. Marriage is between one man, one woman. Transgender doesn't exist.
Right.
There's no such thing. I don't care what anyone says. It's a mental illness. It does not exist. There's no such thing. And, you know, I bet you I could guess who runs that organization, and I will guarantee you they're not white, black, or Hispanic.
You know what? You're probably right. It's one of those things where they set these groups up and they fund them. I mean, like I said, I wanted to let you guys know $8.5 million is nothing to sneeze at. They're always well-funded. They have very, you know, fat coffers of cash. They're going to, you know, and also don't forget, they're going to be signing leases. Commercial leases are very expensive. And those three states are going to have offices everywhere. And they said in their own words, it's the start of what we're planning to do. They go on to say that's called Project One America. And it will be set in the generally conservative Southland because states in this region, typically they say, get this, lack sexual orientation and non-discrimination laws in employment, housing, and public accommodations. Where have we heard this before? Coming back to roost, right? And so these groups are well-funded. What can I say?
Well, when I was growing up as a kid and as an adult and whatnot, I didn't need sexual orientation training. I knew when I was walking through high school, even middle school, and later on in life, who I was attracted to, who I wasn't attracted to. It was really simple. It was called, like, I'd be in middle school and walk down the hallway and get a boner. I knew I was attracted. It was really simple. I didn't need orientation training. It was really simple who I was attracted to.
Well, yeah, the women were plentiful, and they looked great back in the day, and that's just one of those things where I think they're trying to create, desperately trying to create a group of Americans in the millions that will not identify with being male or female. That seems to be their goal. They want to twist fate, twist nature, and that's where we're at. Lincoln, thanks so much, man, for calling the show. A little short on time here, but thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
I got one more thing real quick.
Go for it.
You're talking about the Popeye's Chicken in Lake St. Louis?
Yes, yes. That's in your neck of the woods, right?
I'm very, very familiar with that area. My son lives very close to there, and I go through there all the time. And I hope that story is true and legit, because let me tell you about Lake St. Louis. It's called Lake St. Louis, but it's actually about 40 miles west of St. Louis, and that is extremely wealthy, extremely white, extremely conservative. That whole area is that way. So I really, really hope that's true. I don't think it is, but I really hope it – I mean, my God, they've named a street Ronald Reagan Boulevard there. There's other
right
streets like that named also. It's about as conservative area as it gets in Missouri. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's 99-point-something% white. So I really, really do hope that Popeyes does that there or is doing that there, because they will be out of business really fast. There ain't a black within miles of there.
It doesn't seem to be a joke. It doesn't seem to be – I read the sign – people have videos on it. I found on YouTube or Twitter. They're walking up to it, and so it says June 1st under new ownership. So you might even need to pay them a visit and talk to the manager next time you're in town.
I go there. Actually, I drive right through there tomorrow to pick my son up for the weekend. And, him and I will stop by there, and if that's the case, I'll definitely take a picture of it and post it on Gab or something like that. And
yes.
I'll get with some of
and
my
call
buddies.
Call in, let me know what they say.
I'll get some buddies to go there, and we will blast them, like absolutely blast them all over social media.
Love it. Yeah, they need to be, Abin, because if it's being bought out, that's a franchise, and if that guy, if that's his attitude, well, you know, two can play at that game, right?
They might even have the leftist show up on their windows. We'll see.
Right. Well, if the roles were reversed, and let's say it said no blacks were allowed, oh, my God, you'd have BLM there, and Chief, they would have 24/7 demonstrations. They would be breaking the glass. I mean, we don't, you know, want any kind of criminal mischief, but I'm just saying that that's what the leftists would do. Say that was a right-wing owner, right, or a white owner, God forbid, they would go nuts. And it seems to be legit. Everyone's talking about it in many of these portals and social media sites. Let me know what you think, and let me know what you find out. Would love to hear about that.
I'll let you know what I find out. I happen to have a couple of buddies in that neck of the woods there, that exact area there. And, yeah, it'd be a shame if a couple of guys went out there and held up, like, a banner and promote and, like, let everyone know what that store is up to.
Would be a shame. You know, it's Popeye's Fried Chicken on Ronald Reagan Drive, of all places.
I know right where it's at.
Ronald Reagan Drive, you know, and this happens. Amazing, man. But Lincoln, thank you so much, bud. Love talking to you, man.
Hey,
have a great night.
Have a good night, man.
You too. That's Lincoln, folks, from Flyover Country. Love it out there in the great state of Missouri, the Show Me State. Show me your patriotism. Show me what you got, America. And let's get to the Irish Pirate. We've had a big phone night tonight. I want to get our tech wizard on. We're always pressed for time, but he's here. Hello, Mr. Pirate.
Yes. Oh, and I'm really good at getting in a lot of information in a short amount of time, and this will be no exception.
You
for
are.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So,
go for it. The floor is yours.
If we're going to go after what's happening in Alabama and Arkansas and whatnot, the reason why they put up marriage as one man, one woman is because marriage is about children. So my dare to these $8.5 million people is show me that your involvement would be better than a typical family of a man and a woman. That would be my scientific dare. I'm not going to say I know better or the Bible said better, although that is cheating if you read ahead, because that would be the truth. But the important thing is they don't get it. They're not going to read it. They're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to say, we want control over children at a young enough age so we can change their minds. And the answer is no. We're going to go straight to the science right now. Let's go to discovery right now. Do you know of any family that's better off not being a man and a woman from the children's point of view? And the answer is flat, dead, zero. So go home wherever you came from. I don't care if you spend $8.5 million down here. You don't have the science. You don't have anything. As a matter of fact, you're cheating on the science. Even with the COVID thing, I did not know this, but in April of 2020, they changed Webster's Dictionary ahead of asking for the vaccines to be made as to what the definition of a vaccine is. I mean, this is what they do. They can't do it by tricking your kids or trying to outspend you or anything. No, we're going to stick to what we know. We know the science. That's where the proof is going to come from. We have the religion because we believe in the real science and not the fake one. That's where it comes from. I mean, God
wasn't
goofing around when he made a planet that takes care of itself. You blow it up, it'll survive. Too bad for you. And so they're going to try to trick out biology, and they're going to try to create these incredible killing machines out there. And it's not going to help, because the people that are going to survive are people like Lincoln, people like you and me. We're going to do everything we can to say, well, I guess I'm going to be an expert on how to survive in the future. I'm going to have to be. Either that or I won't make it, one or the other. And I know I'm not going to sit around and ask the government to pay me to survive. I don't think it worked in the past, and I don't think it's going to work in the future. So
totally agree.
As far as tech stuff, I'm glad you're playing some of the new stuff I just sent you. I really appreciate that. Let me know what you're liking. Go ahead.
I just love that Peter Fonda clip from the Wild Angels 1960s biker movie. that one, I'll send you more stuff like that, because as our tech wizard, I know you can clean these things up. And folks, Irish Pirate can make this audio sound this time when we finally get the finished product from his studio. Love it.
Well, the cool part about that one is I actually, on the comment, I said, ordinarily, I would have censored out the part where he said, we want to get loaded. I'm like, nah, I'll dare you to play it. I mean, if that's where you want to go, I'm not going to tell you not to do it.
We do want to get loaded. We want to get loaded up on freedom and liberty, man.
Yeah,
and a better country.
I want to get loaded up on what? Oh, and I'll tell you one more thing. When it comes to tech wizardry, I've been battling my PC trying to get a good burning suite for Linux because they didn't have any, and they still don't have any.
Yeah.
I may have to write it or something. But I took a really cheap program that actually had a max speed of 0.2. Not 48 or 52 times data speed, but 0.2. Took 25 minutes to do one burn. And I just had some songs I wanted to get out, and I wanted to try something new. And I had my DJ moment at the very first stoplight. I took a song, and I literally converted somebody in his pickup truck at the very first stoplight. I win.
Yeah.
I was the reason for burning that CD. And America still has, when you got good music and you know it's good, just play it. Just go over
that's
the top
right.
of what they're trying to shove down your throat. And so I am really motivated now, because the song that did that's probably going to stick with me like I don't know, we'll call it like I'm Twitter painted with it, and we'll go for 90 days and see where it takes me. But it even got my pastor and got my best friend. I knew in 14 seconds I was going to nail people that tune. So I might send it to you, too, for the fun of it. Oh, and one
other
thing,
let me hear
playing
it.
That, okay, I will definitely get it to you. You're playing that song from The Cure, A Forest. And, man, I used to play that as a DJ 2003 through 2005 on a
right, that's actually the cover version. I have found a promo. It's a cover version. That's not even by The Actual Cure. It's by a band in L.A.,
right.
And they sent that to me. I like it. So,
we
have a lot of people.
A 2.5-minute version of that got based on the best version of it lately was they did one live very recently where the lead singer / lead guitarist kind of looked like death, but he went through it anyway, and he gave everything he had. I have to, as much as I think the band's a little weird, I'm always impressed with a good performance if somebody can do it. And
that's one of my favorite songs by The Cure, A Forest. One of my favorite songs by them. I just love the guitar riffs in that.
An Irish Pirate version of that, then. No doubt about it.
I want to hear it.
I'll get you.
Want to hear it.
Because I've been using that song to get over as a DJ for decades. So if necessary, we'll definitely have to get my best out for you on that.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Irish, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you and all your hard work for the show. Have a wonderful night, man.
Hey. God, golden guns,
looking
baby.
Forward to more. Thank you, buddy. Looking forward to more of your tech wizardry as well.
Oh, it's on a plate, and I even told you what's coming next. Here we go.
I love it. Thank you, Pirate. Thank you, sir. Folks, it's been another fantastic but far too fast broadcast day. Don't forget, next Tuesday night, June 1st, the first Tuesday of the month, is our episode 2 of The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy. And then, of course, that Thursday, we'll have on June 3rd another show, our hard-hitting political talk show as this. We had Fly Mackey on tonight, who was calling from Texas, as well as Matador, our two VIP guests. I crammed them into one show, and they both called at the appropriate time. So it's all the synchronicity of the show, the scheduling. It works out great. We are watching the criminal actions of progressive puppets installed by globalists that wish to completely destroy the nuclear family structure of America. God-given. They want to weaken the military of our once great superpower. The evil elites are on a mission to tear down the framework of our constitutional republic of 1776. They want to stomp all over you, stomp all over your freedom and liberty, and shred the Constitution and the Bill of Rights of these United States, whether it's a corporation or not. They want to abolish Christianity. And ultimately, they want you and your family dead. I've warned you all this before to get ready and get prepared. If you take our current situation seriously and you write it down, you can clearly see that the trajectory of our nation in the near future will be very dicey at best. We hope and pray that cooler heads prevail. This may be the final bell for America. We're not sure, but we will always persevere in the face of all obstacles. We thank you all for being here tonight. From my underground studio, we bid you farewell for another broadcast day. It's the final bell for America.